Senator John Kerry heads to Nantucket this weekend for a break from the presidential campaign trail. The Democratic presidential nominee's breather follows weeks of rebutting charges that he did not deserve medals earned during his service in Vietnam. For President Bush and the Republicans, this week brings their national convention in New York City. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving is in New York for the Republican convention. Ron, before we talk about the Republican convention, bring us up to date on the charges regarding Senator Kerry's Vietnam record.
Leanne, the attacks on Senator Kerry's record have been repudiated by every official source, every Navy source, and by the people who were closest to him, the people who served with him on his boat. They've also been repudiated by President Bush, who says he takes John Kerry's word on what John Kerry says happened in Vietnam. But that has not taken away the effect of these attack ads, because they continue to run and because they've also moved on to attacking John Kerry for the things he said about Vietnam after he got back. As a veteran, he then turned against the war. And I think it's quite clear that this group is particularly concerned with that aspect of his record.
President Bush and the Republicans seem to be feeling pretty good about themselves. Mr. Bush said the other day he expects to win in November, and by and large his supporters agree. What accounts for this optimism?
Well, they're not afraid of John Kerry, for starters, and they do see this as a mano-a-mano contest. They think that he's going to strike undecided voters as cold and not particularly likable, not as likable as they see the president. And they also feel as though they've raised substantial doubts about his credibility in the past month, and clearly the polls are showing some pause over John Kerry, and so there's some evidence to back that up. Now, in addition to that, they're quite confident about holding Congress, House and Senate, and they believe that if they win the presidency this November, they're going to be looking at a sustained period of domination in Washington, which will, of course, include the opportunity to repopulate the Supreme Court. And now they have all this confidence in spite of some signs that other people might consider discouraging from the standpoint of the Republican Party. The president has fallen from a high of 90% approval to a point where about 50% or a little more than 50% of the people in the country think he does not deserve a second term. And, of course, while the polls with Kerry are still inside the margin of error nationwide and in key states, that's not exactly where this incumbent president had expected to be when 2004 began. Still, I think most of the Republicans at the convention are going to come down on the side of saying that in the end, people are going to applaud Bush on 9/11, and they're going to like his war on terrorism, and they're going to believe the worst is over in Iraq, and that the economy is going to continue to improve.
Let's talk a little bit about the convention. The Republican Party is pretty well known for its discipline. Do you expect an efficient convention without any rancor among the various factions of the GOP?
You know, in Boston, we made a lot of fuss about how the Democrats were subsuming their differences and papering over the divisive issues in ways that they usually don't, because they want to beat Bush so bad. And the Republican Party usually acts this way. They usually have for a long time. There have been exceptions, of course, but those tend to prove the rule. And the Republican Party just tends to be a more organized and disciplined party because its members tend to believe in organization and discipline more. So we're going to see a united party here on the stage, and I think on the floor, and I think to a large degree where you see interviews with delegates. Now, that's not to say, of course, that Republicans agree on everything. They don't. You know, just take the issue of gay marriage. We just heard Dick Cheney in the Voices in the News stating a position that could not be more different from the president's with respect to the marriage amendment to the Constitution to ban gay marriage. The vice president saying he thinks freedom means freedom for everybody. So that viewpoint, which I think will be at least implicitly heard a lot from the stage, because we're going to be hearing from a lot of people who think that way, Arnold Schwarzenegger, for example, Rudy Giuliani, that point of view is, of course, not shared by everybody on the floor and is quite the opposite of the view that's expressed in the Republican platform. But you're going to have to really dig for that information, because it's not going to be evident on television.
Yeah, what part, really, elaborate on that, what part of the party will we see on the podium and in primetime this week in New York?
Most of the people you're going to see are the people who tolerate differences and diversity best within the Republican Party, the people who like the phrase compassionate conservatism, which we first heard at the 2000 Philadelphia convention. That wasn't the first time the phrase was coined, but that's when it became popular. The kind of people who are glad to have a big tent Republican Party are being favored in terms of the speeches they give. George Pataki, governor of New York, who's introducing the president on Thursday night. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Also, Rudy Giuliani, the mayor of New York, the current mayor of New York as well, Mayor Bloomberg, and John McCain, the senator from Arizona and party maverick, who in many ways is a persona non grata for the most conservative social elements of the party.
So do you think then the convention might be a little bit frustrating for hardline Republicans?
No question that it will be. And I think some of the more conservative publications that focus on social issues, such as World Magazine, have already made this point. But they also know that they have had full control of the platform process, and they are willing, by and large, to let somebody else dress the mannequins in the window as long as they control what's really for sale inside the store.
So what about President Bush? What does this convention mean for him?
It's a rare chance, really. It's really the special chance that a president has to readdress the issues and readdress his relationship with the American people just before we go into the actual fall campaign. He'll, of course, have the debates with John Kerry. But this is a moment when, without anyone else sharing the stage, he can tell the American people what he wants them to know about him and feel about him when they go to the polls in November.
And he made that work in 2000, so he needs to make it work again, right?
Exactly, Leanne.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving is in New York for the Republican National Convention this week. Ron, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Leanne.